It's The Record on KUOW. I'm Ross Reynolds.
And I'm Marcy Silman. For the next 10 years, the Boeing 777X jetliner will be built here in Washington State. On Friday, Boeing machinists voted to approve a 10-year contract extension. Despite strong opposition from local union leadership, the contract proposal passed with 51% of the vote. In November, local machinists soundly rejected Boeing's offer. Connie Kelleher is spokesperson for the local machinists. Hi, Connie.
Hi there.
So in November, as I mentioned, machinists rejected the contract offer. Why do you think it was approved this time around?
Well, you know, I think no member really liked this vote or the position that we were put in by Boeing, and it wasn't an easy vote for anyone to cast. The proposal was relatively unchanged from the November one, but what had changed was the tremendous pressure that our members felt from every source imaginable in deciding how to vote. Politicians and the media, there were radio ads running continually that if you don't vote yes, you'll lose your job. The industry will be leaving the region. Really, it put an unfair pressure on our members to accept something that I don't think any of them liked. One of our members probably said it best is, you know, we had a gun to our head of either vote for this or lose their jobs. And the closeness of the vote has concerned a lot of the members.
I've heard that a group of machinists is filing a complaint, a second complaint, with the National Labor Relations Board today. What is the basis of that?
Well, I think they're upset. Over the weekend, we heard from a lot of members asking for a recount and a revote. We understand why they're upset and are passing them on to our international president, who had selected the January 3rd date. Keep in mind that the vote was announced on a Saturday, December 21st, after many of the members had already left for winter holiday that had taken an extra day of vacation on either end of the holidays. We're passing them on to him. He would be the person who could order a recount or a revote, but he had set the date because he believed he wanted the members to speak, and that is what they are doing and have done since the vote on Friday, is speaking out with what they think. What we do know is less than a little more than 25% of them did not vote on Friday. Whether they were out of town or what the reason was, we don't know, but that means with a close vote, about 37.5% decided the fate for everybody for 10 years going forward.
So essentially, Connie, what I'm hearing you say is that there was a great deal of external, extra union pressure from outside of Local 751.
Well, there was, like I said, the pressure was from every source imaginable. You had mayors going on TV with press conferences encouraging our members to vote yes. Radio ads were playing round the clock on January 1st, 2nd, and 3rd, saying vote yes or you'll lose the wing and the aerospace industry in this region will never recover. You know, that weighs heavily on people. And a lot of our members didn't understand why they were put in this position to begin with. We have a contract in place. Boeing could certainly shop for other sites for the 777X, but at the end of the day, we believe we can compete with anybody, that all the advantages are here. You have the land, the facilities, the aerospace supplier infrastructure, and most importantly, the highest skilled aerospace workers in the world are right here, not to mention the legislature passed an $8 billion tax incentive, which is the largest in U.S. history. For Boeing to walk away from all that would be a bad business decision,
Connie,
that they would make, which certainly, I mean, they have the ability to make that, but it shouldn't be on the backs of our members.
Connie Kelleher is with the local Boeing machinists. This vote also implies something about the relationship between the national leadership and the local leadership. What do you think it says?
Well, I think we just viewed it differently. Our international leadership saw that they wanted an opportunity to secure future work for here, irregardless of the cost, and they were focusing on just securing that future work. What we were focusing on is we believe our members can compete with anybody in the world, and aren't afraid of that competition. Our members' wages and benefits are less than 5% of the product cost. So when you stack everything up, we still believe the smart choice with the least amount of risk and highest probability of success would have been right here.
Well, Connie, let me just interrupt you because I have very little time left. Briefly, what kind of precedent does this set for the next contract talks?
Well, the next contract talks are long into the future, so we will have a lot of education to do with our membership on the importance of solidarity and standing up for things. It certainly puts us in a tough position, but these weren't traditional bargaining by any means.
Connie Kelleher is a spokesperson for the local Boeing machinists. Thanks so much for joining us.
Thank you.
It's The Record. I'm Marcy Silman.